Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is the Red Skelton Show. Traffic is terrible. He must have lived on Long Island. Originally aired on March 19, 1946.
All right.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton. With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Rod?
Oh, fine. How are you feeling, Red?
I got a cold.
Well, take care of it.
I am. I've had it for 5 days. Still good as new.
Well, I hear Mr. Raleigh's gone back to Louisville.
Yeah.
Did he have any trouble getting train reservations?
Well, a little. The Santa Fe, all they had for him was an upper berth. I remember those things when I was in vaudeville, upper berths.
Me too, brother. I never could get undressed in one of them.
No, I remember one night when I tried. I put one arm around my head, the other behind my leg like this, and I give a fast, quick turn like that, and bingo!
You were undressed.
No, I tied Boy Scout knot number 6.
Well, Mr. Raleigh had a lot of fun, I guess, and he's taking a lot of memories back to Louisville.
Yeah, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, the La Brea Tar Pits, Mr. Beaumont, everything, you know.
And that model I introduced him to.
Yeah, there's something I'd like to ask you about her.
Well, what is it?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. What is it? Any girls with teeth? Boy, what a girl. She, cotton stockings, you know. Either she's overconfident or she just don't care. One of the... Hey, how much does she weigh?
Anyhow, 280, I guess.
You're not kidding. She put on a yellow dress and 7 guys went, taxi! I'm proud. That ain't it.
She was the hit of the spring fashion show. Say, by the way, did you get a glimpse of the new spring fashions?
Yeah, those hats are wearing the silliest women, you know. I saw one made up specially for California women.
Really? What did it look like?
Yeah, it was 2 avocados and some lemon peelings and grapefruit rind with a snow shovel offset by fog lights with 2 smudge pots on each side. No matter what happens, she'll be ready.
Say, you know, I read where material for clothes will come from wood, you know, real wood fabric.
Really? Clothes made out of wood, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That ought to put a lot of chiselers back to work. Hey, Bob. Wood fabric's not new. I remember when I was a kid, I had a lumber jacket.
How'd that get in there?
Say, speaking of clothes, I went to that tailor you told me about.
Well, how'd you like the suit he made for you? You know, the one with the plants and the accordion pleats in the front? Mm-hmm. Did you like them?
No, every time I stoop over the place, let it snow, let it snow. Because of the shortage, the pants don't have any suspender buttons or belt straps.
Suspender buttons. Well, how's he expect you to hold them up?
You ever heard of the clutching hand?
Well, how's the material?
I got cut out in the rain today with it.
Well, what happened?
You ever try putting your pants on with a shoehorn?
Well, anyway, it was better than that suit you were wearing when you got discharged from the Army. Where did you get that? Blue and white tweed or blue and pink tweed?
Yeah, you almost loused me up, didn't you?
I sure did.
That wasn't blue and pink tweed. Those were moth holes, and the pink part was me. Lovely Anita Ellis will sing Atlanta, GA.
I love the morning glories growing and the breezes softly blowing in Atlanta, GA. I love to wake up in the morning, see the sun come up at dawning in Atlanta, GA. I love to walk among the flowers and taste the honey from the bees. I want to while away my hours reading books and dreaming dreams beneath the trees. I want to see the ivy clinging, want to hear the robin singing little songs I adore. I want to attend the Sunday meeting, want to hear that friendly greeting when I get home once more. I long to hold that certain someone. I miss him more and more each day. I'm getting ready for a wedding, gonna get the train that's heading for Atlanta, GA. I wanna see the ivy clinging, wanna hear the robin singing little songs I adore. I want to attend the Sunday meeting, want to hear that friendly greeting when I get home once more. I long to hold that certain someone. I miss him more and more each day. I'm getting ready for a wedding, gonna get the train that's heading for Atlanta. For Atlanta, GA.
Tonight we fan the pages of the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire to stories entitled The Traffic is Terrific. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons you know, don't brag about it. Chapter 102 is entitled Getting a Driver's License. If they're afraid to give you a driver's license, either you're stupid or Clem Cadiddlehopper, the fella from the country. Spring is here again. I guess I'll drive my new car over that I just bought to see Sarah do. Spend my last dime to buy this car. Of course, I ain't complaining. Where else could you get a better buy for 10 cents? Or somebody coming down the middle of the road now. There's a sight you very seldom see. Especially in California, a pedestrian standing up.
Howdy, Clint.
Well, Sarah do. Howdy doody to you, too. No, it's a sport coupe, if you please.
Well, here's it, a convertible.
Yep, you put the top down, you got the nicest garbage can you ever wanted. How'd you like to take a little ride with me, hmm?
Well, I don't know, Clem. Oh, can you drive?
Can I drive? No. You women expect a man to do everything, don't you?
Do you have a driver's license?
Well, can't say that I have, no.
Well, then you can't drive without one. Hmm? Oh, come on, Clem. I'm going to take you down to get a driver's license.
Okay.
I'll hop in the car. Yeah. This door won't close. I wonder what's keeping it from catching.
You didn't give me a chance to pull my ears in. Well, here we go. I gotta do something about that ping in the engine. I think it could use a little bicarbonate if you ask.
Well, here we are at the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yep, here we are.
Well, Clem, why are you panting?
There's no floorboard on my side. There's women all the way down here.
Well, come on, let's go in and get our license.
Okay, it's lucky to thank you.
Good afternoon, what can I do for you?
I'm Clem Kadiddlehofer.
Sorry, I can't do anything for that.
Officer, Clem wants to get a license.
The Humane Society is next door.
Now, I ain't no dog.
Well, I'm sorry I made that mistake. I guess I was thrown off by his Cocker Spaniel ears.
Now, just a minute. I don't have Cocker Spaniel ears either. The way I got them tucked in my collar here.
Well, do you both want to take a driver's class?
No, just him.
I'll miss you wait over there, and I'll take care of your boyfriend.
Well, I'll wait out in the car.
Okay, kiddo.
Well, first I'll have to test your eyes. All right. Sit down and face the eye chart, Mr. Kadiddlehopper.
Kadiddlehopper's the name. Just swallow your tongue. It's easier to say that.
All right, Adam Brain.
Okay.
Put your hand over your left eye and read what you see on that chart.
Okay. I'm finished.
Read it aloud.
Well, can't you read?
Yes, I can read, but I want you to read it.
All right. Let's see now. Never came across words like them in Peter Rabbit. There must be some mistake. I wanted the license so I could drive in the United States. Them words there kind of throw me. The first two look familiar, though. They used to play football for Notre Dame, didn't they?
Come on. Read that eye chart. Don't you want to pass this test?
That's a good idea. Let's pass this one and go to the next one, huh?
How can you be so dumb and still stay alive?
Oh, no, I ain't telling you. Never give away my professional secrets, I don't.
Well, here, see if you can fill out this questionnaire.
All right, let's see now. That first question, that's a pretty hard one there. I should have studied up on it, I guess.
Well, all it asks is your name.
Don't give me any hints. I'll get it from Michelle.
All right. Answer this question. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're crossing an intersection and another car pulls out in front of you,
What
do you do?
Have an accident?
Let's try this one. Mm-hmm. When a pedestrian enters a crosswalk, do you drive by or slow down?
That's a very good question. Is she a blonde?
We're not getting anywhere with this. Now, let's go out to your car and see if you can pass the driving test.
Okay.
Come on now, Q-head. We'll see how you can drive.
Q-head?
I've got a feeling I'll regret this as long as I live.
And with me driving, that won't be long either.
Okay, now drive your car up to this trash can and we'll take it from there.
That's no trash can. That's my car. Hop in there, hop in.
How'd you make out with the test, Clem?
He flunked.
And 100% too.
Now here, miss, you sit in the back seat and I'll get in front with your boyfriend. All right, Clem, now drive around the block, make it snappy. I've got other things to do, you know.
Yeah, and if you were smart, you'd be doing them too. Here we go.
What makes the engine pop like that?
I'm using high-octane kerosene.
Now, you're coming to a safety zone. Do you know what that means?
Yes, sir. That means look out for the pedestrian.
That's right.
Then when you see one, try to beat the other cars to him.
Oh, look out, Clem. Look out. That car's pulling out from the curb in front of you.
Step on the brake. Do you know which pedal it is?
Yeah, I think it's this one. Maybe it's the one next to it.